Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you today. I hope you're having a good day so far. You know, I wanted to share a little bit about a memory I had when I used to run after school programs here in Escondido. At one specific site, there's these two kids that always found a way to get upset, and they'd start crying, and then of course we'd have to step in and help. This time they had this misunderstanding, which led to name calling and then pushing and then hurt feelings. And it all started because they were getting in a fight over wanting to be the same imaginary character in this imaginary game that they were playing together. So after a lengthy conversation, a lot of tears, and sorting out all the details, we had everything resolved. And they were having fun playing together again. You know, forgiveness and reconciliation happen after cleaning up some of the mess because both of them had a basis of love. Of course, they needed someone to step in the mess with them. Paul gives us a good example of someone who wasn't afraid to step in the mess of forgiveness. In the case of Philemon and Onesimus, Paul stepped in to help broker a broken relationship that needed healing. At times, we can all use a little help in this way. And sometimes we might even be called to help. Paul did something I think is really important in appealing for forgiveness. In verse 5 and verse 7, he used two simple words to establish the base of forgiveness: your love. Paul was encouraging Philemon of the reports he had heard from others and how it was Philemon's love that God used to work so powerfully among the people he ministered to. Paul was creating a foundation for forgiveness with Onesimus by reminding Philemon of the love that he had freely given to others. The basis for forgiveness is built upon Jesus' love for us. It allows us to see others differently. It allows us to extend forgiveness because it was extended to us. And we all have this need for Jesus' love. Of course, it can still be messy, and it might not look like what you pictured. As followers of Jesus, we might be called to make an appeal of forgiveness for others. And so here's my encouragement to you. If you find yourself in the middle of messy forgiveness, start with Jesus. You might be playing the role of peacemaker or advocate, so be ready with truth and love, and be ready for a little mess. Paul was ready for the possible cost of forgiveness, and he appealed to Philemon anyway because it was what he was called to do. So be ready and willing to appeal to the people that you love when it's needed. Now, if you need any help or if you need someone to talk through this process with you, we're here for you. Just let us know. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.